News, I'm Ben Thomas. Lebanon's health ministry says 11 people have been killed as Israel unleashes its largest wave of airstrikes since agreeing to a ceasefire with Hezbollah last week. It followed what the militant group called warning shots over what it says have been Israeli truce violations. Meantime, President-elect Trump has issued a warning about Israeli hostages in Gaza.
In a social media post, Trump says if the hostages are not freed by January 20th, there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. He writes those responsible will be hit harder than anyone has been hit in American history. It's unclear whether Trump's threatening to directly involve the U.S. military in the Israeli campaign against Hamas. Trump allies say he hopes a ceasefire and hostage release deal is struck before he takes office. The Biden administration has launched a last-ditch effort to try and restart talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Criticism from both Republicans and Democrats after President Biden's decision to issue a categorical pardon for his son. But Hunter Biden's attorney, Mark Garagos, says it needed to be broad.
Hunter Biden has been a prosecutorial pinata for years.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers have begun a special session aimed at protecting the state's progressive policies ahead of another Trump presidency. At a rally outside the state capitol, the Reverend Deborah Lee, who heads the Interfaith Movement for Human Integrity.
We want to be sure that they know that the immigrant community is asking them to step up and to be able to really defend immigrant Californians.
Already buried in snow, the Great Lakes region's getting more. The National Weather Service says more than 5 feet has fallen east of Lake Ontario over the past 4 days, and lake effect snow warnings are in effect through Tuesday night in Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. Winter storm warnings or advisories also posted through Tuesday in Michigan. This is AP News. It's time for Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday was created to encourage people to give back and donate to charity after all the days of consumerism that come before it. Philanthropist Jean Shafiroff says giving is far greater a reward than receiving.
Everybody's consuming, and while people consume, the idea of also giving to underserved communities, to animal welfare groups, to people that really need some money, helps people.
Bill Sullivan with the Samuel Waxman Cancer Research Foundation says besides taking donations, they're also doing an auction for Giving Tuesday.
I would say, you know, between 5% and 8% of their income comes from Giving Tuesday. So it's very important to many charities, and every charity does it in a slightly different way.
Giving Tuesday was created in 2012. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.